huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. This is huge. This is going to be all over your feeds all week. Holy wow, breaking news just in. A CEO has just fired 900 staff on a Zoom call. He called a Zoom meeting. He got 900 staff, which was 15% of his workforce, and he fired them all. And he is getting so much hate and criticism on social media. I want to break you the news. I actually watched the Zoom. I wasn't one of his staff, but I watched the Zoom. So I've seen it word for word. A lot of people judging and criticizing and hating on social media. They haven't watched the Zoom. They don't know what he said. There are some massive moral paradoxes and dilemmas in this. I'm going to break the news to you and read out exactly what he said. And I'd love your thoughts on whether this is the right thing to do, the wrong thing to do. Let's turn on the lights and get this done. Hit the share button because this is huge. This is going to be all over your feeds all week. Right. Imagine I'm him. His name, by the way, is Vishal Garg. Thank you for joining. I come to you with not great news. The market has changed, as you know, and we have to move with it in order to survive, so that hopefully we continue to thrive and to deliver on our mission. This isn't great news that you're going to want to hear, but ultimately it is my decision. I wanted you to hear it from me. It's been a really, really, really challenging decision to make. This is the second time in my career I'm doing this, and I do not want to. I do not want to do this. The last time I did this, I cried. This time I hope to be stronger. But we are laying off about 15% of the company, the market efficiency and performances and productivity. If you're on this call and you're part of the unlucky group being laid off, your employment here is terminated, effective immediately. End. There were some murmurings and mumblings of, wow, it's Christmas for everything we've done from the for the company. And he is getting lambasted and hated all across social media for this. At the start of the lockdown, I was faced with the real proposition of having to let go of up to 90, 95 staff. I had to sit in the kitchen, the small kitchen, while everyone was in the offices with a spreadsheet and go through the names of keep, let go, keep, let go, keep, let go, keep, let go. And it was horrible. It was one of the worst things that I ever had to face doing in my career in 16 years as an entrepreneur. There is no easy way of doing it. No easy way of doing it. Now, the furlough came in and I actually managed to keep most of those staff. But I kept most of my staff in their jobs through the lockdown at financial cost to me. Cost me more than seven figures in cash burn to keep my staff going through the lockdown. And one of my staff members thanked me for that. Now, look, I'm not expecting them to do that and they wouldn't necessarily know. But none of the community or the people on social media thank me for that or even know that you have to go through that. That is a lonely and thankless thing that you have to do. And you are the employer of the business and everything rests on you. And if you go bust, you've lost everything. Whereas someone that works for you, they could maybe go and get another job. Maybe not too difficult thing to do, especially, you know, employment at the moment's quite scarce. People's salaries are higher. Have all these people that are hating on the CEO ever had to lay off staff? Ever been faced with that quandary? The sleepless nights of having to let go of people, 900 people. What's he supposed to do? Is he supposed to fly them all in? Like, he's getting a load of criticism for doing it on Zoom. It was cold. It was heartless this time of the year. What's he supposed to do? Get them all to pay to fly in to come and sit on beanbags and hug them all? Of course he's not. It's by far the best way and the least painful way to do it. There's no way to fluff this up. You have to save the company. Because if you don't save the company, you don't just lose 15% of the staff. You lose 100% of the staff. So if he has to save, 7,000, 8,000 jobs to lose 900, that's the decision that he has to make. And are all these critics, trolls and haters on social media ever faced with that? Have they ever had to do that? What help did he get? Who supported him? Who's managing him through this difficult emotional time? Who's coaching and supporting him? He's responsible for everyone. Everyone wants from him. Who is helping him? How did he feel about this? So I would say to all the critics, trolls and haters that are bashing this guy, and his name is Vishal Garg, back the fuck off until you've had to do it yourself. Okay, so let me know what you think. Is it cold, callous and heartless to fire 900 people on a Zoom, or was that the best way to do it? There's never a good time. Okay, yeah, it's a month before Christmas. But he'd have been criticised in January for doing it, March for doing it, summer for doing it. There's never a good time. So you do it when you have to do it, in my opinion. What do you think? Let me know. By the way, please share this, because this is going to be all over social media in the next few days. And there's going to be a load of bullshit and nonsense spouted from people who've never been in that position. You wouldn't go down the gym and someone who's had 3 heart attacks and is 15 stone overweight, you wouldn't take advice from them. Let me read you exactly how he said it, because people are saying it was cold, heartless, a horrible move, harsh. My personal opinion is this is actually a really good way to do it. I was always mentored by people, when you lay people off, you don't fluff it up, you don't build up to it, you can talk yourself out of it, you don't lead them down the garden path or a different path. You just get in, you say it matter-of-factly, very clearly. It's better.com, the company, and it's Vishal Garg. Thank you for joining. I have come to you with not great news. The market has changed, as you know, and we have to move with it in order to survive so that hopefully we can continue to thrive and deliver on our mission. This isn't news that you're going to want to hear, but ultimately it was my decision and I wanted you to hear it from me. So he's taken responsibility. He hasn't blamed anyone. He's got them all on a Zoom. He's spoken to them himself as the CEO of the company. People are criticising him for doing it on Zoom. He hires people all over the world. What's he going to do? Fly them all in for a beanbag convention? Of course he's fucking not. It's been a really, really challenging decision to make. This is the second time in my career I'm doing this and I do not want to do this. Last time I did this, I cried. This time I hope to be stronger, but we are laying off about 15% of the company. If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group being laid off. Your employment here is terminated effective immediately. So he didn't fluff around. He went in and just said it. And, you know, I don't know what the deal is with the notice period, etc. What's your thoughts on this? Please hit the share button. I do not want this guy to go and get a massive load of trolling and hate. What about his mental health? Who's looking out for him? This is one of the hardest decisions anyone has to make in their life, let alone a business. And all these people who've never run a fucking company of one, let alone a company of 8,000, judging this guy when I thought he executed it pretty well. To be fair, he could have spoken a couple of things where he talks about himself and the company. He could have maybe talked about them and thanking them for their service. So there's maybe a couple of minor tweaks. You know, he said, for example, we have to move in order to survive so that hopefully we can continue to thrive and deliver on our mission. Well, all those people that are getting laid off don't give a fuck about that anymore. So maybe he could have thanked them for their service and, he's done everything he could in the time that he's employed them. He wishes them well. Maybe he could help them find another job. I don't know. But it's a freaking hard thing to do. And I've been faced with this decision. So let me know what you think. And also, please hit the share button. This is going to be all over social media. I do worry that he's going to get so much hate for this, when in reality, I thought it was very brave and probably a really good way to do it. It's actually a lot harder face to face. So I know you could say, oh, you've got to man up and do it face to face. Well, it's not going to fly in 900 staff, is he? Number one. And actually, number two, you can often talk yourself out of it. And at the end of the day, I was coached. If you let someone go, you come in and you get straight to it and you deliver it in matter of fact. And it's got to be clear and no room for confusion. So he said, if you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group being laid off. Your employment here is terminated effective immediately. That is clear. A lot of people are going to talk about this. Never had to do it. Never faced it. They don't really know what they're talking about. It's just, it's cold. It's heartless. It's before Christmas. Well, you know, if the whole company goes over, it's heartless for 8,000 people. I would also say there needs to be more support for CEOs and entrepreneurs and founders in this area. There needs to be more mentorship and guidance. You know, was he actually helped in doing this? And more financial support in this post-COVID world that we're in, where a lot of business owners get a lot of shit and a lot of billionaires and millionaires and people who are trying to survive and navigate companies through these difficult times, getting, you know, quite a lot of abuse. I spent seven figures in cash keeping my company going through the lockdown. And, you know, as an entrepreneur, you take all the risk. Anyway, let me know what you think. Hit the share button. I'll see you in the comments for the discussion. This is going to be all over the feed. If you see anyone hating on this guy, it's better.com. The name is Vishal Garg. Go and put your opinion in. If you believe that, you know, maybe it's a bit unfair, then jump in and have your say. If you don't risk anything, you risk everything.